Time Standard on this Friday, December 2nd, had as its banner headline, Agreement Near on Pepper Spray Case, this referring to the negotiations between the County of Humboldt, the City of Eureka, and the plaintiffs in the Pepper Spray Case that was won by those plaintiffs, protesters who had charged the county and the city in with the unusual punishment in that case. According to the Times Standard, Nancy Delaney, who represents the county and the city, spoke with the Times Standard and said that an agreement was near in a settlement with the plaintiffs, but that was news as far as Dennis Cunningham, attorney for the plaintiffs, was concerned. Those negotiations have been going on behind closed doors. He told KMUD News he didn't expect to see it on the front page of the Times Standard.
You never know how news has a way of its worming its way out of the bag like a cat.
So negotiations have been ongoing, as I understand it.
There have been discussions. They've been very positive. There have been steps taken that we're in support of. The matter, as far as I know, is approaching a resolution, much as has been reported, but it was not at the point where the reporting was supposed to take place, as far as I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever knows who lets any cats out of any bags. But to my knowledge, there are still formalities to be observed, which are not, they're never foreclosed until they're done.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a little taken aback, if not miffed. I don't mind if nobody else does. But I hope nobody's upset by any premature announcement or leaks. Leaks, the national pastime, have been made.
Because this was supposed to be a discussion behind closed doors between the county, the city, and the plaintiffs. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that the figures are being tossed around now, because you had asked for Judge Ilston for $2.1 million in attorney's costs. Nancy Delaney is telling the Times Standard that it will be actually well under $1 million. So that's kind of talking about specifics to some degree.
I guess you could say that. I thought our claim was for under $2 million, but I'm not sure about, I haven't got it in front of me. And we were so blessed as to have fee counsel with us rather than having to do it ourselves. But the fact remains, I could confirm that the figure is that's being discussed is less than that, and I won't comment on Ms. Delaney's estimation of how close it may or may not be to $1 million, because that would be going beyond what's been gone, so I'm not supposed to do that.
Well, let me ask you, Dennis, any idea how soon this will actually become official?
I don't have such an idea. I believe that it should be soon. I believe major steps have already been taken on the defendant's end. They being public entities, there's a complexity to the process of agreement and approval and execution on their end. And those are all hoops that have to be jumped through before, it seems, before any formal announcement can be made or any formal conclusion can be brought to the whole matter.
From the observer's point of view, however, it does seem pretty clear now that the county is not going to be appealing the earlier decision, and that this case will be closed pretty soon.
That is the intention of the parties in working towards this settlement, and that is part and parcel of the arrangement that would emerge, is that the case will be over, and the lawyers will be paid whatever they're paid, and the defendants will get their dollar bills, the plaintiffs. Whew,
mm-hmm.
Goodness, the plaintiffs. We'll get their dollars, and that'll be that. And the other stuff I read in the Times Standard story all seemed relatively appropriate in the circumstances. We feel that the word goes out went out anyway with the verdict, but will be confirmed then by this resolution.
That it can cost the county when they use this kind of method, is that what you're saying?
Well, that they better not do it, because look what the result could be.
And that was Dennis Cunningham, attorney for the plaintiffs in the pepper spray case. Now, according to the Times Standard, the county and the city between them will be having to foot a bill for $750,000 for their attorney's fees, but the county will have most of that paid by insurance. They'll probably have to shoulder about $150,000. That's just for their own attorneys. Not clear again what they'll have to pay out for the attorneys for the plaintiffs, and that was a leak, but we will keep you posted when it becomes more official.